Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Man cry. Damn Falcons, baby.
A lot of people doing that yesterday.
Damn Falcons.
3:45, maybe before that. By 3:45, it was over.
Damn Falcons.
2:45.
The funniest thing about, and it's not funny, but I always get the kick out of, why do wives do this to their husbands? And I don't know if it's rigged or whatever, but they're ripping the jersey off after their team loses. It's just like the funniest thing.
Yeah, and then posting it.
And they post it. It's like, was that rigged? Because I don't want my wife showing me all sad.
Yeah, get freaking out.
Get freaking out and everything. I don't want nobody to see that.
I do wonder sometimes if they're rigged. If it's staged.
Like, I think the TV breaking sometimes is.
Yeah, but even still, you did break your TV.
You broke your damn TV.
And now you don't have one.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do, but you have one less. TVs are cheaper than they used to be, but that's still a couple $100 at least.
Yeah,
you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
The other thing is, it doesn't change the score.
No.
You know? It's still 30 to nothing. They still lost 30 to nothing, which is still, like, even when I say it.
It sucks.
I can't believe that that's what it was. That's just so ridiculous. All right. 20 minutes from now, we'll get back into the big story of the day, which will be that game that ended 30 to nothing. We will spend a little bit of time on college football at 120, but the phone lines are jam-packed, not surprisingly, with Falcons fans. So we'll start with JP, who's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, damn, JP. Man.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Well, it's been better. Hmm. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and a couple bought me my dinner. Because they said the Falcons scored nothing, so you should pay nothing. You know how embarrassing that is? We are a national embarrassment as of today. We got four primetime games left. We kind of got lucky. We were that 1 o'clock slot, and Falcons-Panthers really weren't, it wasn't high on people's list.
That's
but
true.
We got to clean this up before prime time. Where's Jesse Bates? I love Jesse, but he's been non-existent this year. Bowman, he's a freshman, but he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. But he gets beat a lot on them deep routes. He should have got beaten in the Vikings game. He doesn't cover those crossing routes too well. Special teams was definitely special. Romo, he needs to wear a visor because he just looks on the sideline like he was looking for a Michelob, like he was lost. Raheem, terrified face. Penix looked terrified. Zach Robinson, I don't know. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, my man. I don't know what Zach Robinson does up in the booth, but calling a good game ain't it. Fellas, I love y'all, man. I love the Odyssey app. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man, and eventually we will rise up.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, JP.
Appreciate you, JP.
Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Covered a lot of bases there.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose like that, yeah. Like Ross said, even like, there's a lot of teachable, fixable moments. Yeah. But, I mean, the thing with it is like where did Zach Robinson need to get better at? Everything. Where's Michael Penix get at? Everything. Because Michael, and much as, that Zach is going to get blamed, which he should, Like, a lot of this, if he hits certain guys at certain times, mm-hmm. you're not in this. Like, he misses two touchdowns, in my opinion, a game. Now, are the receivers getting open a lot, all those different things? Like, it's so many things that goes into a football play and all those different things that you don't know, you just don't see. But you do see the indecisiveness of your young quarterback.
Yep.
You do see a offensive coordinator who got cute. You're running the damn ball damn near 5 yards a carry. Keep running the damn ball. Tyler Allgeier should never have one damn carry in a damn football game. Don't care. Should never have one carry. But here we are. And there they are.
Yeah, there they are. I think, you know, it's a lot easier to analyze players' performances yeah. and what's going on in a game-in, game-out basis, play-in, play-out basis. It can be a little bit more complicated with coaches, like saying what is and isn't good coaching. Like, obviously, wins and losses is how those guys are judged. But these guys make it pretty easy
yes.
to analyze what's going on. And I always, you know, again, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert on what they should be doing. But situationally, when they're making the mistakes that they're making, that, to me, indicates bad coaching,
yes.
lack of preparation.
Yes.
And then you kind of go week to week, right? Like when it's clear that there's certain things that you have to work on and get better at from one week to the next. And they pop back up. Like the fact that you called a timeout because you were running low on the play clock mm-hmm. and then came out of the timeout and had a delay of game penalty 2 weeks in a row mm-hmm. is insane.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what the equivalent to that is in the real world right. or in like other jobs, but that's malpractice,
yeah, man.
Like, it happened. All right, it happened once. It can never happen again. It should never happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But for it to happen in week two and then like, again in week three, it's like, what?
You
how?
You know what? You call the damn timeout. You know what usually happens? All right, look at the sheet. Hey, how about we run this? Bam, you got the play. There shouldn't be no communication. That's usually what happens in the timeout when you're over there.
Timeouts are long.
Yes, that's usually what happens. Hey, Michael, we're going to go with this. So why the hell you need to go back out there and recall the damn play if Michael got the play?
I don't know. Or call it while you're in the timeout.
But that's what happens.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody,
that's what usually happens.
Get out there, line up early. You know? I don't know. Do they like to line up and snap the ball when there's 1 second left on the play clock?
I don't know.
Like, is that... Because I'm seriously asking. Because they snap the ball in their first 15.
Yes.
Like the scripted plays, yes. they snap the ball with 1 second left on the
play
clock.
The worst thing about
all the time.
The worst thing about a first 15 with Youngstown is because those first 15 is the practice script on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You go through them, bam, 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 bam. Well, sometimes that don't work.
Right.
Sometimes. On play three, you might have to scrap it.
Oh, they were ready for this.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to go a different direction.
Yeah.
And again, that's another thing that we don't see happening all that often. Doesn't seem like. But I just I genuinely wonder. Like, is there some sort of advantage that you get by waiting that long
no.
to snap the ball at one?
Nope.
Think the defense is going to be caught off guard or something? Like
nope.
they're going to let up because you're about to play clock's going to expire?
No.
I don't know. But they do it a lot. They do it a lot. It'd be really nice to see that get cleaned up. JP is in College Park. Hey, JP. JP.
You heard the sigh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. This is why I can't get over. Michael Penix is a rookie. And the problem is the personnel, because we got a good little talent out there on that field, man. But you got to run the football, man, where you got a rookie quarterback, man.
Yep.
He's a rookie, man. Treat him like he's a rookie and run that football all through the game. And then that'll bring him out better with the pass or whatever, though, man. But until then, man, they got to get the OC got to get it together, man. I hear all the other calls, though, man, but it starts with the personnel, though, man. We can win, though, man, but the way we're looking, man, I might be sounding a little huddled, but I don't think we're going to make it to the playoffs, man. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, JP.
You won the damn game.
Appreciate you.
Everybody's talking about playoffs. You get a game.
They lost 30 to nothing.
They lost 30
yesterday.
To damn nothing. They might even think about the damn playoffs.
Nothing says playoffs to me about that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though, with the personnel complaint. Yeah, they do. They got Bijan Robinson.
You got plenty of personnel.
They got Bijan Robinson over there, who was averaging 5.5 yards a carry.
And they didn't give him the ball no more.
They just gave it to him 13 times, is all. They got to give it.
And you
remember
don't give him the ball.
Why would you not give the best player in the NFL the ball more than that time? What, 13 times in terms of carries, and they threw it to him 5 times. So
yeah.
18 touches. If I had the best player in the NFL, I'd probably give him the ball more than that.
Yeah. Helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It helps.
Or
it,
even if I thought I had the best player in the
that,
NFL.
You know, you have a certain formula that you went away from That was working.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
Time of possession, yardage.
Won you a game last week.
Helped win you a game. Yeah. I don't know. It's confusing. Mike is in the Bluff or on the Bluff. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's in the Bluff. Yo, I'm so glad I got through with you guys. Got a pop culture reference for you about yesterday's game.
Right.
Waterboy. Remember when Henry Winkler was the brilliant coach and they were winning all the games? And then the guy got a hold of his playbook and made the coach feel small and lost his mojo, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's what happened yesterday. I couldn't figure out what was going on, so I looked it up. Half of the staff of the Jacksonville Jaguars are from Sean McVay's tree. So is our OC, right? They knew what we were going to call. It's like they was in the huddle. That's why Pennants were looking so discombobulated. He's like, dude, they know what we're doing. And that pick six, dude was sitting on the route because he know he's going to do. If you know football, if you've been playing football, get that boy under center and do some quick slants. I had the same instance when I was coaching Little League football. We were tearing these guys up, tearing them up. So we had a coach get a little kid to come over and record our practices. I had no idea. So we get in the game. I'm like, man, it's like, why do you know all our plays? Because the dude was on the other team. One of my friends said, you know, we came in and recorded your plays, right? I was like, oh, my God.
Spygate.
Really?
Spygate.
This is the same thing that happened yesterday.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, we love you, Mike.
We love you, Mike. Thank you,
Mike. We love you, Mike.
Panthers, by the way. They played the Panthers.
Yeah. Nobody stole his playbook.
Nope.
Nobody stole his
playbook. Now, they might have known what plays were coming by, like, the third drive.
They knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't. There was no.
Yeah, nobody stole the playbook.
No subterfuge. Yeah. They just got smacked.
This is my thing. All right, and I think some things would never go the rest and whatever it is, what it is, how people think about something. Going under center and him being the pistol, him being the shotgun, wouldn't have made a difference yesterday. It wouldn't have made one bit of difference yesterday. Just what it is. They just, like, and I know it's going to be, never mind. It wouldn't have made a difference, all right? It just wouldn't have. Michael is not playing good, period. He didn't play that good in Minnesota.
He really didn't.
He didn't. Michael is not playing good, all right? We can tell you, you can get mad at Zach Robinson and all this play calling and play action pass and all the other stuff that you want to keep hollering. Your quarterback isn't playing well. Now, can the offensive coordinator do some different things to help him play well? He can, but Michael's got to play well. Michael's got to process some of the stuff faster and get the damn ball out of his hand and stop doubting stuff. The coordinator, Zach Robinson, you need to give Bijan the ball more. You need to get – there's no reason, and I'm going to keep saying it till 1 o'clock. When the hell time to get out of here? 2 o'clock. Alger had one damn carry.
How?
Because you were getting too damn cute.
No,
you
know, but back. How?
I love
like
Ray.
How?
I love Ray Ray, and I love what Ray Ray means to this team. He was on the field too damn much yesterday. Yeah. Nobody was on the field because you went back at that punk-ass of them personnel like that you like.
They really did.
That's exactly
really
what you did.
They ran 12 personnel like 85% of the time in a week to win.
David
Sills
was in
because really
somebody was banged up because David Sills was in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. You have an elite weapon and a formation that seems to work with him. And they didn't do it. Don't know why. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Playoffs? Playoffs? We talking about playoffs?
We're not.
Hey, man, we need to go to Adam Nazar. Like, man, we talking about practice. We don't even practice. You know what I'm saying? Because when Kirk Cousins came in the game, he did all the check down that you wanted Michael Penix to do. You understand what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, he ran the offense better than what Michael Penix did.
How you figure that when he did the same exact thing you just said?
Well, he was doing the check downs. You know, like you were saying, Randy, you get the ball to Kyle Pitts on about 7 to 8 yards and let him get about 8 yards after the catch. Point blank. That's how you make your quarterback, your young rookie quarterback, comfortable. You understand what I'm saying?
You run
the ball.
Yeah, brother. We on the same page.
You're tight end, Randy.
Thank you, your tight end
is your best friend, and your running game is the best friend when you're a young quarterback.
We 100% on the same page right there, brother.
Well, except for the Cousins part.
Yeah, the Cousins part. No, I don't know who he's talking about.
Kimmon did the same thing.
Except he didn't get his guy smacked in the mouth.
No.
As soon as he threw it. Like, late. Being on the end of a late in the down check down throw hurts. You know why? Because eventually they're going to come get your ass. Eventually they're sitting there. Eventually they've known that you've went away from that check. It's hard to go from one to four back to one when you're talking about a progression in a play. It's hard to go. It just is.
Against NFL defenders.
Against NFL defenders. It's just hard. And Michael's making it harder on himself. Just take it. If it's 3 yards, take it now. You know what I mean? Don't come back to the three. If you need to take the 5 yards, take the five. Don't try to come back to the five.
Because by the time you get back it's not going to be five. Yeah, the guy's going to be on him, and it's going to be a pick six in the one case, or your teammate's going to get blown up in some of the other cases. Yeah, man. That's what 30 to nothing will do to you. That's what it'll do. We'll get the phone lines open again in the 1 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
We appreciate you. Some of those folks, the Anchorage, Alaska JP, hung on for a whole hour. That's still pretty early in Alaska. I don't know what time it is in Alaska, but pretty early. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks. You know what the story is. 30 to nothing. We'll be right back.
Damn nothing.
30 to nothing. The Carolina Panthers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.